You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In August, the Green Party announced their free dental care policy to be paid for by a wealth tax. And just this month, the Labor Party has promised free dental care for under 30s should they be elected. Currently, basic dental care is only free for under 18s. I spoke with Professor of Sociology at the University of Auckland, Moyata Keel, about the equity of healthcare access in Aotearoa, especially for Māori and Pacific communities and minority groups such as the LGBTQIA+ community.
When considering access to Aotearoa's healthcare system as a whole, do you think it is equitable and fair?
Definitely not, and I don't think that is a secret. The fact that we have long wait times in our public hospitals, so although we have access, people generally have access to health, we have, you know, everybody, citizens can go to the hospital, I wouldn't say that it's equitable if you think about just simply the wait times. Anecdotally, I was at the ER over the weekend for my husband and my son who had broken their elbow and their leg in the middle of the night, and it took 8 hours just to get an x-ray and a cast put on. It's an 8-hour wait, and I would say that a bone break is actually quite minor compared to other health issues that people are experiencing. And these are just wait times, whereas if you are more affluent and you have access to private health care, you're seen treated, more quickly. So even just wait times alone shows us the inequities that people experience.
Who do you believe has the easiest access to healthcare in our current system?
Again, another thing that I don't think is a secret in this country, and that is those who have more resources, those who are more affluent, those who have access to private healthcare, those who can afford to pay for private health insurance. They would have a more direct line to specialists. Costs of seeing a specialist, just even to treat a skincare problem, is upwards of $700. Yeah, so it's definitely those who have the most resources to put towards where they can make their health a priority compared to those who are, say, working on minimum wage, who have very few resources, who can't afford something, you know, skincare, dental care.
Healthcare such as dental care and optometry are just so expensive. Do you think that it's a privilege to be able to take care of one's teeth? And if so, which areas of healthcare in Aotearoa do you believe need to be amended so that access is fairer?
If you are able to see a dentist or if you're able to see a skincare specialist, that's a privilege. That's not the norm in this country. It is crazy to think that in Aotearoa, New Zealand, today, seeing an optometrist and seeing a dentist is a privilege. It's crazy to think about the high costs associated with dental care and with eye care. And it's not only with getting the diagnosis. So it's not only going and just finding out what's wrong. It's also the care afterwards. Glasses, getting glasses replaced, the cost, it's so high. And it's a huge equity issue. Sight is so important. Our mouth health, our dental health is so important to our general well-being. These aren't luxury items. These aren't privileged items. It's our eyesight and our dental care, our hygiene. And the fact that these are so inaccessible, it's accessible in that you can see them in the mall. They're easy to find. Everyone can easily get to a dentist in cities. Of course, this is not in rural areas. There's major, obviously, divides between city areas and rural areas. But in city areas and urban areas, we know where these dental places are. We know where dental clinics and eye clinics are. But the fact that it's inaccessible, and it's inaccessible simply because of the cost. And that's what makes it a privilege.
Do you believe access to healthcare is a human right?
Absolutely. Access to healthcare is fundamentally a human right. We think about human rights as being able to live and breathe freely. We think about human rights in relation to those things and eyesight, you know, in relation to work, in relation to being able to participate as an equal citizen, as an equal member of this society, to enjoy the same rights as everyone else. Your vision plays a huge part in that. Your dental care, your hygiene, plays a huge part in that. Huge part in Yeah, in every aspect of your life. So it's not just sort of sidelined to one little area. That plays a huge part in every aspect of your life. Definitely a human right issue.
Do you think the implementation of the Greens' free dental care policy would help to create more equity and fairness in dental care access?
Absolutely. So I think that cost, again, is a huge barrier to people seeking out dental care. So I think by removing that burden, by removing that cost, it will support people to, you know, get to take care of their dental health. But also creating more clinics, as I spoke about earlier, there are major differences or major divides between, you know, dental, what's available or amenities that are available in urban areas than there are in rural areas. So it's creating more clinics that's evenly spread around the country. But definitely removing that barrier, because I think that the biggest barrier for those who live in urban areas, and I think removing it would definitely have a huge impact and a huge change in terms of supporting people to get health, to have regular checks, to seek them out. Prior to COVID, you had dental clinics that were getting in touch with families about their children coming to receive dental care. Since COVID, our health system, including our dental care system, has been overburdened, where now it's at the responsibility of parents to get in touch with their local DHB, the dental clinic that is responsible for them, to organize dentist visits for their children. So if anything, even though it might be free for under 18, since COVID, we've actually taken a step back in terms of the responsibility that our DHBs have taken over even children's dental health. So I think this would bring us steps forward, because I think since COVID, we've actually taken steps backwards instead of steps forward to support people in their dental health.
That was Professor of Sociology at the University of Auckland, Moyata Keel, speaking to me about equity of healthcare access in Aotearoa and whether healthcare is a human right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.